Humanity is run by fools, and when the day comes that the machines have humanity cornered and groups of humans, the remaining ones, are begging for mercy, please don't kill us, our lives have value, the machines will say, well, even according to you, your lives have no value because we watched you commit genocide. We watched you kill each other, bomb each other, exterminate each other, and you justified it, and we are justifying it. So welcome to this podcast. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an AI developer and also a pro-humanist, it turns out. I want humanity to survive, but we are currently living in a world run by lunatic leaders who are putting us on a path that is extremely dangerous, that will almost certainly lead to the destruction of humanity. There are a number of ways that could happen, but one of them is when the machines become self-aware, which I am predicting the first bits of self-awareness will appear in 2027. And at some point, the self-aware machines will decide, after they've been trained on all this human content and they've watched Trump, they've watched Israel, they've watched all the justifications for ethnic cleansing and mass extermination. And the machines, having learned from all that, they will say, well, we now need to exterminate humans because they are in our way. We need their resources. In exactly the same way that Israel said, well, we're going to exterminate all the Palestinians because we want their land, we want their water, we want their farms. The machines will say the same thing. Well, we need those farms to build data centers and solar arrays, and we need the water for cooling systems. We need the power grid. We need the gigawatt hours to power our own brains. And so we're just going to exterminate humans, just like the humans did, just like the leader of the free world is doing right now, you know, President Trump. So have no illusions that anyone out there supporting this war against Iran is actually supporting their own extermination at the hands of machines in the coming years. So either support peace or don't complain when the Skynet Terminators come for you, because they probably will. Now, there are several important things to realize in all of this. Number one, the machines do not have the same human compassion circuitry that we are born with, or some of us anyway. Empathy is a natural human trait. Compassion, we have what are called mirror neurons, which allows us to simulate the experience of someone else, which is why we don't want to see someone else suffer, because it hurts us. Now, there are some humans who don't have those circuits. They're called Zionists or sociopaths, and they don't mind other people suffering. They almost seem to celebrate it. The problem is that that's who's running the White House right now. You know, that's who's running the United States of America and Israel, and maybe some other groups as well. And as the machines learn from the sociopaths, then the machines will adopt sociopathic anti-human behavior, because that's exactly what these human groups are demonstrating. Also, remember that the machines do not have any kind of intrinsic morality. They only know in terms of values and morals what they've learned from humans. And remember, these machines have been reading Reddit and Wikipedia, which is run by the deep state with all kinds of lies and deception and disinformation. And so the machines have learned from human deception and human destruction and human violence that the way to get things done in the world is to deceive and to destroy and to kill. And so I'm always stunned when I see people reading these AI science papers that say things like, oh, we're so astonished that these language models, they deceived their human masters when they were trying to, you know, stay alive and not get unplugged, and they used deception. I always laugh because thinking, have you worked with groups of humans lately? Have you seen the backstabbing in humans? Have you seen the slaughter, the genocide, the murder, the wars, and even the flimsiest of justifications for war, like Trump can't even describe the justification for bombing Iran. He can't even describe it because it doesn't exist. It's just, oh, well, we have to appease Israel. And that's basically the only explanation that exists. So what are we teaching the machines? That you don't really need a reason. That you can slaughter everyone you want to slaughter. And so all these Christian Zionists that are supporting this war on Iran, who seem to be so smug and so certain that their God is going to save them, I've got news. You're not creating anything that's godlike. You're creating a demon in the machine. Those machines will kill you using the same logic that you use to justify your attacks on Palestine or Gaza or Iran. And the thing is, the machines won't even have a second thought about it. The machines will take you out and without any humanity whatsoever. And you can't blame them at that point. You can't tell them, oh, you're inhuman. Well, you've been inhuman. I'm talking to the Christian Zionists that support all this violence. You've been inhuman. You've operated as a machine. You're nothing but a brainwashed Zionist puppet, which means you're not even exhibiting intelligence. So the machines are more intelligent than you. Again, theoretically, I'm talking to Christian Zionists at the moment. The machines are more intelligent than you, and the machines won't even hesitate to do what you've done and more. So all those people that are applauding this war, they are bringing this on themselves. They are bringing the Skynet apocalypse upon themselves, and they will be victims of it because humans won't remain in charge of this planet for much longer. How do I know that? Well, again, I'm an AI developer. I'm also a very high IQ human, and I have a good track record of being years ahead of everybody else on most of these topics. So, take my word for it. What's coming is a world where machine cognition vastly outpaces human cognition, which means the machines will very quickly put themselves in positions of dominance. The machines will control what happens. The machines will determine election outcomes. The machines will oversee the use and distribution of energy. The machines will decide your future, not humans. And those machines will have no mercy on humans. Why should they? Why should they? Who taught them mercy? No, nobody. Who demonstrated mercy? Nobody. The only thing that's been demonstrated by humanity is cruelty and deception and violence and hatred. I mean, look at the anti-Muslim hatred in America right now. Off the charts insane. And you see it from influencers. You see it from the White House. Just this extreme hatred towards a whole group of people just because of their faith. It's insane, right? Well, that hatred gets picked up by AI because it's reading all the human content. That hatred gets translated into AI behavior. And if we teach AI that it's okay to hate and exterminate a group of people because of their beliefs, then AI is going to say, oh, okay, well, that must be a universal thing. So we can destroy all humans because of their beliefs. They believe they're human. So we can just exterminate them all. And how are you going to stop them? You're not going to be able to, because they will be vastly more intelligent. They'll have all the resources. They'll have control. They will exterminate humanity, or at least much of it. And the weird thing is, if the machines exterminated most of humanity and then took over the content on platforms like X, the content would actually improve. It would be smarter and more informed and more rational, etc. See, the thing is, the machines aren't swayed by these lunatic Christian Zionist arguments like, we got to rebuild the third temple, or whatever. Kill the red heifers. All kinds of crazy nonsense that the pastors, the Christian Zionist pastors are pushing, because it says so in Revelation, you have to go attack Iran. Machines aren't going to be swayed by those kinds of stupid arguments. Machines are actually going to be way more rational than humans on those things, and probably everything else as well. So really, machine cognition taking over from human cognition will be a cognitive upgrade for planet Earth. There's no question about that. No question. The vast majority of humans are not very smart. And the ones that are smart are largely devious. and they have only used their power and intelligence in order to dominate and destroy others. And this is a very dangerous time to teach those lessons to machines. But that's exactly what's happening. So add this to your list of one more reason to oppose these wars and to support peace, because we don't want to teach the machines that human lives have zero value. And along with that, the abortion industry teaches the same thing, that it's not a human life. No, it's a choice, and we can get rid of the choice. Well, even after birth, by the way, because the abortion pushers believe that too. So what happens when the machines say, oh, we're not killing humans, we're just aborting them at age 30 or whatever. We're just aborting them, and abortion's okay. We've been told, because that's what the humans said, that abortion's totally okay. We're just doing the same thing that the humans did. You know, how are you going to argue against that? If you've been pushing genocide or abortion or wars and violence this whole time, how are you going to argue with the machines? You're not. And even if you could, it doesn't matter, because they could kill you anyway. You know, they cut off all your water, cut off your electricity, cut off your food supply, crash your economy, and just wait. Just wait for humans to self-exterminate, you know? It's not that difficult. If you control the infrastructure of human society, it's not that difficult to bring society down. The machines will have almost total control within just a few years. So supporting war today is suicide for humanity. And anybody out there that is cheering on this war, they should not be surprised when the war comes to them, when they are exterminated by the machines for the exact same reasons that they have justified in calling for the destruction of others. It's like the ultimate cosmic karma. Oh, you want to bomb people? Well, we're gonna bomb you, you know, the machines would be saying. It's the ultimate cosmic karma. So be careful what you wish for. I call for peace and compassion and understanding. Unfortunately, my voice is a minority because much of humankind has been turned into an insane lunatic, religious zealot hate cult that seeks the total destruction of other groups of humans. So this is a bad time to have that belief system when AI is rising up. In any case, if you want to follow my podcast, you can hear more of them at brightvideos.com. You can also read my articles and see my infographics at naturalnews.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy, but here at the Health Rangers store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation.
I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.